So this next person to the stage is if I'm understanding this right, was in I Fight Dragons. Is that right, Bill? Yeah, Prokopo?
Yeah.
You used to do the electronics for them, but we're still willing to have you up on stage. So everybody, Bill Prokopo!
Thank you. Yeah, hi. I'm Bill Prokopo. I used to be in I Fight Dragons. I used to play the Nintendo controllers, and Brian and I sort of figured out how to do all that good stuff. I will also add as an addendum to his story about the RV, I very specifically remember being in the back of the RV, hearing all the commotion going on up front with the smoking and the whatnot. And there was panic, and some people, maybe me, thought that the RV might explode. And there was definitely a point where we all ran out in fear that this 30-year-old vehicle might just explode around us. And then I managed to take some video afterwards, and then I was able to do that a number of times throughout the year. Every time a vehicle broke down, Brian would be tearing out his hair, and I would always be there with the video camera. And at some point, he would always like look around and just, "Bill!" Fun memory. So I was thinking about the theme of apocalypse, and I thought, for every good apocalypse, which is an ending, you need a good beginning. And so I wanted to share a piece of advice that has been very meaningful to me about beginnings. And it's from an Ira Glass quote, actually, which he starts off by saying, "Nobody says this to beginners." What he goes on to say is, he talks about when you're starting a creative field or any kind of endeavor, be it storytelling, be it music making, be it painting, be it radio shows, be it whatever, you often get into a creative field because of your taste, and your taste is at a high level. You're able to see something in that field and say, "I know what's good, I know what's bad, this is good, this is bad." You acquire a taste for it, or you have a taste for it. And then let's say you enter that field because you say, "I bet I could do something like that." So Ira Glass goes on to say that when you first start off doing something like this, the gap between your taste and your skill is always very big. So the first time you make something, which for me was many, many years ago in terms of music, and up until recently with other things. when you start, you realize that gap. And if you're honest with yourself and really look at what you've created or what you've done, you can see that what you know is good is not what you just did. So he says that the best way to close that gap is to do work, and to do more and more and more work. And so what he advises, and I don't know what context exactly he was talking to the listeners about. Maybe it was in terms of putting on a radio show. I took this piece of advice in a musical sense. But he says to find a project, something that you can do every week, something that you can start and finish on a weekly basis. And where every week, let's say it's a Thursday, you're able to finish what that is, put it out in the world, and move on to the next one. And you do that over and over and over again. And the more you do that, the more the gap closes between your skill and your taste. And so I took that advice to heart, and I've done that in a number of different fields. Sort of the first time I did that was with I Fight Dragons. Brian and I, when we started the band, we started releasing tracks every 2 weeks. And we didn't necessarily know exactly what we were getting into before we started. Well, Brian had a good idea. I didn't necessarily have a good idea. But we would just create stuff and create stuff and create stuff. And we had a deadline, and it would be a few weeks out, and we'd say, "Okay, this needs to be done here," and we get it done. No matter what happened, we would put it out and then move on to the next thing. I took that piece of advice to heart a few years later. I started a solo project called Will Post. Here's the plug for that. The first thing I did with that was I did a cover a week where I covered a new song every week, put it up on YouTube, and I did that every week for about 6 months. I did that again 2 years later when I recorded and released an original song every week, which is a bit more of an undertaking in having to create something from scratch, production, vocals, all that stuff, put it out. And I can say by the end of all of those periods when I did that, I know personally I feel like my aptitudes and my abilities had just skyrocketed through the course of that. And what's really interesting in that process is that the first few weeks are always a little bit difficult. You're always kind of scrambling for things. When it gets really interesting is when you're in month 4, 5, 6, when you've just been kind of on a roll and doing it over and over and over again. Anyone who's done something like a show like this, like the beginning is always kind of interesting and you don't really know what you're going for. You're kind of fumbling around, but you get into this role, as you start to get into it. And that's the period where you can start to get more adventurous and more creative, and where that instinct of fear that holds you back from putting something out or taking that step that makes something more personal, more you, all of a sudden goes away, and you can hone in on what makes your art or what your voice is, why your voice is more independent. You can hone in on that and start to experiment about that with that fear going away. So with every good ending comes a good beginning, and I just wanted to share my piece of good advice for beginnings. Thanks.
So much, that was fantastic, man. It's really cool.